Bretta Van Susteren is the host of Fox News' legal program, On the Record. She was the moderator of a panel called What's Happening to the News Business? Van Susteren feels that while the media's demand for information under the First Amendment is important, it should never get in the way of another constitutional protection, that of a fair trial.
I happen to believe, and I'm sure I'll be doing, you know, the importance of the First Amendment, but you know, if I had to sort of, you know, rank the amendments, I think a right to a fair trial should supersede the right with the media. And in terms of gaining an open trial, sometimes you need the media to ensure that. But the thing that always worries me most is, you know, I guess I'd feel like a dagger got put through my heart if by mistake we in some ways made it so that someone didn't get a fair trial. I'm reasonably optimistic that there are enough procedures in place and the judges and the lawyers and the jurors can do their job in spite of us as we try to do our job as best we can.
Gerianne Hazlett is a media relations consultant specializing in courts. She was director of public information in Los Angeles County during high-profile cases, including O.J. Simpson and Rodney King. Like most of the other participants in this media law conference, she thinks that there will be more television and streaming internet coverage of trials in the future.
I think there may be a resurgence of cameras that the Simpson case kind of stopped short, and that the Adam Nicole Smith case might have caused a little bump in the road. But I think it's going to move more and more toward camera coverage.
Jeff Brown is an attorney who said there was a 100-to-1 sentencing disparity between defendants accused of possession of crack versus powdered cocaine. He agrees that cameras should be allowed in federal court because if the public could see what was happening, they would want to improve the system.
And the problem is that I don't think most people realize what's happening in the federal court system and the sentences that people are getting. There are an awful lot of young males and females that are getting sentences that are 10, 15, 20 years. And I think if the public knew about it, they would think that those sentences are far too heavy for the punishment or for the crime that's been committed. And I think if we had cameras in the courtroom, I think the public might have a better perception and awareness of what's going on in federal court.
Judge George Greer is a circuit judge in Pinellas Pasco. He presided over the Terri Schiavo case, where his controversial decision to allow the removal of Schiavo's life support after she had been in a persistent vegetative state for years was upheld by appellate courts at the federal and state levels. So he has much experience at the intersection of the law and media. He didn't have a problem with cameras in his courtroom.
In the Schiavo case, we had quite a bit of media coverage. The journalists were no problem. The bloggers, some of the talking heads, created some situations that were not pleasant. During the first trial in 2000, they wanted cameras in the courtroom, and the request was, do you want a common feed, or can they just set up their cameras? I said, they're fine. I've never had an issue with electronic media in the courtroom.
That was Judge George Greer speaking today at the Media Law Conference at Stetson University's College of Law Tampa campus. WMNF will bring you more from today's Media Law Conference on Monday evening's newscast. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.